Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops it up and throws to first, with Nash covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gosger. The throw from Sims and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims fires to third and picks off Gosger. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to second. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonzalez scores. Brown moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Sims, and Brown drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Webster hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitfield for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 1 in the game. Nash strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alves moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Webster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Webster reaches second base with a double. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0 for 2 in the game. Nash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allen now pitching. Lee May now playing second base. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for Ramon Webster. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Campaneris scores. Jackson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Monday reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Harrelson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 3 in the game. Cater is walked intentionally. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Harrelson scores. Monday scores. Cater goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 10-1, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Green now playing third base. Danny Cater now playing first base. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alves hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. LeMay now playing left field. Gus Gill now playing second base. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 3 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nash strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 4 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 3 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton pinch hits for Bob Allen. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.